Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Pauline. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review them together.
Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Peter, do you like the ocean?
Well, of course. I love going to the beach. I love swimming in the water. Or I love just looking at the beautiful water.
I also love the ocean. I really love the sea creatures in the ocean,
ooh,
like
all
dolphins
the animals.
And fish.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, why do you ask about the ocean?
Well, we talked about ocean problems this week. That was a very important lesson.
After that lesson, I really understood the problem more. That was very helpful.
We also had helpful lessons about staying safe and going to the university.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's take a look at these lessons one more time, then we'll have some questions for you.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about the ocean. Please help me welcome my guest, Professor Marine. Welcome, Professor Marine.
Thank you, Rob.
Professor, you study oceans. How many fish are there?
There are many kinds of fish, Rob, and scientists are discovering more all the time.
That's great. I like eating fish.
That's a problem.
What is?
Fishermen catch too many fish because people eat too many fish.
So we are overfishing.
Yes, but there is hope.
Really? What can people do?
People can learn about the problem. Some kinds of fish are not in danger.
So people can eat those fish?
Right. We can limit fishing too. Fishermen can only catch a safe number of fish.
That's a good plan.
Look at this article. Garbage in the ocean is a big problem.
I read about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Garbage collects there because of the way the water moves.
Yes, and most of the garbage is tiny pieces of plastic.
Really? Isn't it like an island of floating trash?
No, it's more like a soup, but it is full of plastic and chemicals.
Tina, are you concerned about pollution in the ocean?
I'm concerned about pollution everywhere.
I am too. James and I talked about ocean pollution. There's a lot of plastic in the ocean.
I know. Why can't we do anything about it?
We can. We can use less plastic and recycle more.
Yes. And we should keep plastic out of the ocean. Watching the news can be scary. There are many stories about criminals attacking people. Sometimes dangerous people hurt or even kill others. But you don't need to be afraid. You can learn to stay safe. What can you do if someone attacks you? There is no right answer. Not all dangers are the same. You need to think before you act. Don't just follow everyone else. Find the safest plan for you. Run. Running is often the best choice. If you run, you can get away from danger. But look around before you run. Look for a safe place to run to. If you decide to run, leave your things. Getting to safety is more important than saving your things. You can tell other people to run too. Hide. If you can't run, hide. Look for a safe place. The attacker should not be able to see you. Fight. Trying to fight with an attacker is dangerous. But if you cannot run or hide, you might need to fight. If there are other people around, work together with them. Try to confuse the attacker. Throw things and make noise. Get control of any weapons and hold the attacker down. Call for help. Once you are safe, call for help. Tell someone about the attacker. Ask the police to come and help. Be careful, friends, and stay safe out there.
What are you reading, Rob?
Hi, Susie. My cousin sent me a copy of his personal essay for college.
Oh. Does he want your help with it?
No, he just wants me to read it.
He must be excited about going to college. What does he want to study?
He wants to study architecture and be an architect.
What a fun job.
Maybe one day he can design my dream house.
Yeah, that would be great. Which universities is he applying to?
He's applying to Cornell University, Rice University, and the University of Southern California.
Those are all great schools.
Yes, they have good architecture programs.
But they're probably expensive.
They are. So my cousin hopes to get some scholarships. Hi, everyone. Let's talk about education today. It is very important to get a good education. For many people, this means studying at a college or university. But there are many excellent colleges and universities. Choosing the perfect school for you is not only an important decision, but also a big life choice. Every school offers different experiences. Some schools are small, others are big. Some schools have great science or business programs. Others focus on education or arts programs. Harvard University offers over 50 different degrees. Students from the U.S. and 200 different countries attend the school. Cambridge University was started in 1209. More Nobel Prize winners have come from Cambridge than any other school. The University of Oxford is the oldest English-speaking university in the world. Former students of the school include over 120 Olympic medal winners and 30 world leaders. Students from over 140 countries attend the school. MIT is one of the best research universities in the United States. It has very strong science and technology programs, but it is hard to get into the university. Only about 8% of those who apply are admitted. Stanford University has many successful sports teams as well as excellent degree programs. Stanford students have won medals in every Olympic Games since 1908. The campus is very large. It covers over 8,000 acres.
That really does help to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now let's review with a couple of questions.
Okay, I'm ready for any question. I have my notes here. Friends, you can try answering at home.
Okay, let's start with our review about universities. There are many famous ones that we talked about.
Okay, well, there are some old ones in England, like Cambridge and Oxford.
That's right, and the United States has many famous ones, like Harvard and Stanford.
Yes, and Stanford is a good school for academics, that's learning, but also programs like their sports. Now, I heard that many of these schools offer summer programs and have programs many places around the world.
Wow, so maybe there is an opportunity to learn from one of these schools.
Well, I remember applying to my university.
Oh, really? What do you remember about that?
We had to take a personal essay. You need to write one. This tells the school about you so they can learn who you are and what you have done.
That is very common. Well, now let's talk about overfishing. What is this problem? Can you use your English to give an answer?
Well, we know what fishing is, but overfishing means that we have fished too much. This is a problem for our ocean.
Wow, we really did cover a lot of topics this week. Well, we'll review some more together, friends, but first off, it's time for a short break. Peters, we were talking about problems with our ocean. I was wondering, does our water from the streets go right into the ocean?
Yes, it does. Many times, if the water starts from the street, it goes directly to the oceans. Sometimes I don't think we think about our streets and then connect it to the ocean.
That's a good reason for not throwing trash on the streets.
That's right, or car oil or things like that.
Really good point. Well, we learned a lot in our lessons, and we also had some great features, too. So let's watch those together now.
Oh, this is bad. This is terrible. How could this happen? Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. I was just reading something terrible. Do you know about all the trash in the ocean? It's a big problem.
No one likes to go places and see trash. It's ugly, and it's not good for the environment. Sadly, the world's oceans have a lot of trash in them. It not only looks bad, it's dangerous for sea life. Ocean animals can eat trash and think it's food, and it kills them. Or they can get caught in the trash and can't get away. And it's not very good for people's health either. Swimmers and people who visit beaches can be hurt by trash. Plastic is one of the worst kinds of trash. 33% of the world's plastic is used just once. Then it is thrown away. And 85% of the world's plastic is not recycled. Just think how much of that is in the oceans. So what can you do? Don't use plastic bags or cups. Use reusable containers. When you go to buy coffee, bring your own cup and don't use one with the plastic lid. Don't use plastic bags at grocery stores. Plan ahead and bring your own bags. And most of all, be sure to put your trash in trash cans. Don't leave trash on the ground or in the water. And remember to recycle. These small things can really help the oceans.
I don't like to think about all the trash in the ocean. There are places in the ocean where lots of trash gather. I just look at some pictures, and it is terrible. So we should all try to use less plastic. Today when I go to get coffee, I am bringing my own cup. See? Then I create less trash. If I do that every day, I can help the environment. And you can too. Think of ways you can use less plastic. And that's all for today. See you next time on Jack's File. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about university, and here to answer my question is Ms. University.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Uni. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, Uni, I have a question here from Jamie Lai of Hong Kong. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Wonderful. Well, Jamie writes, my cousin in the United States is in high school. She is preparing for her college entrance exam. She says the test is called the SAT. What do the letters SAT mean?
Excellent question, Jamie. The letters SAT mean Scholastic Assessment Test.
Scholastic Assessment Test. Those words are hard to understand. Can you explain more?
Sure. The word scholastic means anything that has to do with schools or education. An assessment is a way to measure something or someone's ability or quality.
So the SAT measures how smart someone is?
No, not exactly. It measures how prepared a student is for college.
So the SAT tests students' skills, and then colleges use the scores to decide if students might do well in their schools?
That is the general idea. Students usually take the SAT sometime in the last 2 years of high school.
I took the SAT several times. Once in my third year of high school and twice in my senior year.
Many people do that to try to get a better score.
The SAT is very different now than when I was in school.
Yes, it has changed a little over the years, but the SAT score is still one of the biggest things that colleges look at to determine who they will accept into their programs.
That's why students often spend several months studying for the SAT. If they do really well, they can get into their dream school.
That's right.
Well, thanks for your help today, Yuni. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Homemade noodles, the best of the best. Homemade noodles, the best.
Hi,
of the...
are those really homemade noodles?
They are, and they are the best of the best.
Hmm. Oh, they smell good.
They are good.
Are they delicious?
They are not only delicious, but also cheap.
Aha! Uh-huh. That was a super sentence.
Super Sentence Man!
Yes, one of you said a super sentence, and I believe it was you. The super sentence for today is not only, but also.
Oh, yeah, that was me!
Yeah.
These noodles are...
not only delicious, but also cheap!
Exactly!
Now, can you use the super sentence in another way?
Sure. You are not only handsome, but also smart.
Hey, you are not only handsome, but also smart. Super.
Why do you say I'm smart?
Because you're going to buy some delicious noodles, right?
Hey, do you have a super sentence?
Let's see. Oh, I'm not only handsome and smart, but also poor.
Oh, I'm not only handsome and smart, but also poor. Really?
Yes. I don't have any money. I can't buy noodles today.
Oh.
Oh. Can you walk?
What do you mean? Of course I can walk.
Great! If you can walk around and tell everyone about my homemade noodles, I will give you a bowl for free.
Really? You're not only smart, but also very kind. Homemade noodles, the best of the best.
And
right
that
here.
Is how you use a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
One bowl of hot, delicious noodles coming up.
That was a lot of fun to see those features, wasn't it? It's a fun way to practice and learn our English. And remember, friends, you can always come back on Saturdays.
And don't forget about Monday. We will have a whole new show for you. So we'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.